How long did it take to get comfortable? I mean, you guys didn't exactly come out of the box blazing. Did it take a while to get used to the offense?
You just got to get the synergy and sync with everybody. You know, knowing the playbook is important. And then the personnel beside you, understanding, you know, where the soft spots are in the offense, how to puncture the defense. You know, those little things just take time. You can't force that. And we've had our last year of ups and downs. Like I said, always we did some things very well. They were always being overshadowed by what we didn't do so well. So now we get to eliminate all those pre-snap penalties, post-snap, worry about playing physical, being poised and sound and having a good time. So, like I said, we got the personnel to get the job done, so I'm excited.
Do you expect an expansion of the playbook? Is there going to be more in it this year than last year?
Yeah, I mean, everything, you know, obviously your game plan per team, but we will be able to show a little bit more in our playbook and add on some of the things that we did last year. We have a lot in the tank that we didn't even get to last year. So, yeah, you'll see a lot more.
You're running behind an offensive line that at least at the moment has a new player at every single position, different than they played last year. What's your confidence level running behind this group? What do you think of the guys in front of you?
Confidence is high. We got a group of guys that's clicking quick. We moved some guys around a little bit, and everybody's feel comfortable in their position. And, you know, really we're focusing on day-to-day. You never look too far ahead. And one of the biggest things that I think the whole team kind of heard and taking, you know, onus is be where your feet are at. And when they're in practice, be at practice. When you're in the classroom, be in the classroom. And this offensive line is taking that approach.
How important is it for you as a running back and for you guys as an offense to have those guys set? I mean, I know last year you kind of at the last second, you know, a couple weeks before the start of the season, had to, you know, flip a bunch of guys around on the offensive line. What does it mean to you to have those guys set, and what kind of benefit can it have for you as a running back to know that if these guys are in these certain spots?
Yeah, it goes back to what I was saying earlier about chemistry. You know, when you're consistent at any position, especially offensive line, you get to understand where those little hidden yardages are going to be. You can expect how they're going to position themselves. And another thing, as an athlete, you know, this is a National Football League. People forget that. We're playing against some good guys. So even matchups and one-on-one matchups, knowing how the offensive line is going to go against that defensive end, that nose guard, that tackle, whatever it may be, that helps. So just the chemistry and consistency helps out a lot.
Last question.
What do you expect in terms of your role versus what it was last year? Shane now in the mix and Andre with a year under his belt.
You said what I expect with my role?
Yeah.
We'll see. Nah, for real, I got the same. My mentality will never change, you know what I mean? I mean this to my heart when I tell people you can't let, you know, you can't let opinions or of anybody ever dictate your attitude towards how hard you work. And whether it's good or bad, I'm not concerned. The only thing I'm concerned about is helping this team win a championship. However they decide to expose me, I'm ready. But I've encouraged every single running back have that mentality to come in as a starter. Told Dre that last year. Told Shane that this year. So whoever's out on the field, that's our guy.